USA News, I'm John Schaefer. IRS and FBI officials are being subpoenaed by House Republicans as part of their investigation into the Hunter Biden tax case. Republicans say they believe the agents have information on a meeting last year attended by Special Counsel David Weiss and want them to answer questions before Congress. Republicans accuse the Justice Department of slow-walking and interfering in the case against the president's son. Former President Trump's bond has been set at $200,000 in his Georgia election case. Trump's lawyers met with the Fulton County District Attorney's Office today to negotiate terms of his bond and release. He's expected to surrender to charges this week. Palm Springs, California has a new daily summer rain record thanks to Tropical Storm Hillary.
Palm Springs, which got 0.9 inches of rain in about an hour, that is a new record. Palm Springs saw nearly 50% of its yearly average in a matter of 6 hours.
NBC's Priscilla Thompson says San Bernardino County saw over 13 inches and the mountains of Riverside County recorded nearly a foot of rain. Neighboring states also saw heavy rainfall, with Bristlecone, Nevada, northwest of Las Vegas, seeing 6 inches in 24 hours. The Gray Fire near Medical Lake in Washington State has grown to over 10,000 acres and is about 10% contained. Spokane County Fire Chief Cody Rohrbach says winds and smoke continue to be a problem.
Very active, challenging conditions out on the ground. The winds that were forecasted yesterday did materialize.
Heavy smoke is preventing air support from doing their work. More than 400 firefighters from across the state are battling the flames. American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. According to a new survey by the New York Federal Reserve, the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of this year. That's an increase of about 8% from last year. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
Conservative House Republicans are making demands if a short-term measure to fund the government at the end of September needs to be passed. The House Freedom Caucus said it plans to oppose any stopgap government funding bill that doesn't include policy measures related to the border, alleged weaponization at the Justice Department, and, quote, woke policies at the Pentagon. A new report says Donald Trump has already recorded an expected interview with ex-Fox News host Tucker Carlson.
The former president intends to skip the first Republican presidential primary debate in Milwaukee Wednesday and instead plans to air the pre-recorded interview with Carlson, according to NBC News. It's not clear where the interview will appear, but Carlson has been releasing interviews on X, formerly known as Twitter, since he was fired by Fox earlier this year. Trump confirmed plans to skip the debate over the weekend, citing his consistent lead in the polls over the field of Republican candidates. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Problems at airports are slowing down after over 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday due to Tropical Storm Hillary on the West Coast. According to FlightAware, more than 1,600 flights have been delayed Monday. Meanwhile, close to 300 flights have been canceled. Yesterday, more than 5,000 flights were delayed as the storm hit California. A coach with Cuba's Little League World Series team is missing. In a statement, Little League officials said Jose Perez left where the team stayed late Saturday and did not return. Little League went on to say it has contacted all appropriate authorities, but didn't say if Perez's disappearance is being considered a defection. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects.